We want to reflect back on this day, the inauguration of President Biden and Vice President Harris, the 59th inaugural ceremony in American history. And we begin with Joe Biden swearing in as the 46th President of the United States.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts conducted the swearing-in ceremony. Biden placed his hand on a family Bible and recited the oath of office.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
Well, moments earlier, Kamala Harris was sworn in as vice president by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, becoming the first woman, the first black person, first Asian American to hold the office.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear. That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation.
After both the president and vice president were sworn in, President Biden delivered his inaugural address to the American people. Looking out onto a sea of American flags waving in place of crowds that usually gather on the National Mall, Biden spoke of the fragility of democracy and pledged to seek unity in a moment of national crisis.
This is America's day. This is democracy's day. A day of history and hope. Of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people, has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious, democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible, to carry out the peaceful transfer of power as we have for more than two centuries. As we look ahead in our uniquely American way, restless, bold, optimistic, and set our sights on the nation we know we can be and we must be.
Well, next, Biden spoke of the great challenges ahead, a once-in-a-century pandemic that has already claimed more than 400,000 American lives, an unprecedented economic crisis, renewed calls for racial justice, and climate change.
In another January, on New Year's Day in 1863, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. When he put pen to paper, the president said, and I quote, "If my name ever goes down into history, it'll be for this act, and my whole soul is in it." My whole soul is in it. Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause. Uniting to fight the foes we face, anger, resentment, and hatred. Extremism, lawlessness, violence, disease, joblessness, and hopelessness. With unity, we can do great things, important things. We can right wrongs. We can put people to work in good jobs. We can teach our children in safe schools. We can overcome the deadly virus. We can reward work and rebuild the middle class and make health care secure for all. We can deliver racial justice, and we can make America once again the leading force for good in the world. I know speaking of unity can sound to some like a foolish fantasy these days. I know the forces that divide us are deep and they are real. But I also know they are not new. Our history has been a constant struggle between the American ideal that we're all are created equal and the harsh, ugly reality that racism, nativism, fear, demonization have long torn us apart. The battle is perennial, and victory is never assured. Through Civil War, the Great Depression, World War, 9/11, through struggle, sacrifice, and setbacks, our better angels have always prevailed.
Biden also took a moment to reflect on the progress we've made as a nation, pointing to history as a reminder that Americans can and have acted together for the greater good.
Just look around. Here we stand in the shadow of the Capitol Dome, as was mentioned earlier, completed amid the Civil War, when the Union itself was literally hanging in the balance. Yet we endured. We prevailed. Here we stand, looking out on the Great Mall, where Dr. King spoke of his dream. Here we stand, where 108 years ago, at another inaugural, thousands of protesters tried to block brave women marching for the right to vote. And today, we mark the swearing-in of the first woman in American history elected to national office, Vice President Kamala Harris. Don't tell me things can't change.
And in a direct rebuke to former President Trump, Biden pointed to the violent insurrection at the Capitol 2 weeks ago as a call to defend the truth and defeat the lies. And speaking directly to Trump supporters, Biden promised to be president for all Americans, not just those who voted for him.
Finally, before concluding his remarks, Biden asked the crowd to join him in a moment of silence to remember all of those who were lost to the coronavirus. And in closing, Biden promised to protect a democracy in peril and put the public good above all of his own personal interests.
We shall write an American story of hope, not fear, of unity, not division, of light, not darkness, a story of decency and dignity, love and healing, greatness and goodness. May this be the story that guides us, the story that inspires us, and the story that tells ages yet to come that we answered the call of history. We met the moment. Democracy and hope, truth and justice did not die in our watch but thrive. That America secured liberty at home and stood once again as a beacon to the world. That is what we owe our forebears, one another, and generation to follow. So, with purpose and resolve, we turn to those tasks of our time, sustained by faith, driven by conviction, and devoted to one another and the country we love with all our hearts. May God bless America, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, America.
A few moments from this historic inauguration day and the inaugural address of now President Biden, as President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden walk down the street to the White House, which they will enter for the first time as President and First Lady.